Plans to head across the ditch for a winter getaway are inching closer, with a blueprint for a Trans-Tasman bubble being presented to both countries' cabinets in coming weeks. But while Jacinda Ardern and Scott Morrison take a slowly approach, Deputy Prime Minister and New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters says the country needs to get moving and open up now. Here's political reporter Jo Moyer.
For weeks, Winston Peters has been pushing to open the borders up in whatever way possible.
From almost day one, we were looking at this potential for the Trans-Tasman bubble to work. We still think we've got to see our populations as one country. And rather than going interstate, we can go inter-country. It's critical that the tourism ministry that's capable of being saved now gets the injection of confidence that this idea foreshadows.
He says that Trans-Tasman travel should start immediately with Tasmania and New South Wales, and pretty soon Queensland could join, with the rest of the states following suit. It echoes comments made by Australia's Federal Tourism Minister, Simon Birmingham, who says a Trans-Tasman bubble could come before every Australian state has reopened its borders.
I would hope that we can address these issues across the states and territories of Australia before we get to the point of New Zealand. But in the end, I don't want to see a circumstance where some hold the progress of other states back.
Winston Peters has gone public about the disagreements at the cabinet table over the speed in which the country is moving to alert level one. So when does he think it should have happened?
Yesterday.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern isn't bothered about Cabinet's dirty laundry being aired.
I see them as a reflection of what I shared publicly yesterday. And so ultimately, as I expressed, and from time to time I will get asked as to whether or not there are differing views, and from time to time we will agree when that we will share a differing view in public.
She's also brushed off his commentary that things aren't moving fast enough with Australia.
I think he's displaying enthusiasm for the Trans-Tasman bubble, and we all share that.
But National's new leader Todd Muller says it's disturbing the government isn't on the same page.
Well, I think it talks to some serious division between the partners as to how fast we should move from here. I think the country has already mentally assumed that we are at level one.
Mr. Muller is on Team Winston when it comes to the travel bubble. He wants other countries to be ready to go too.
I think it needs to be progressed with utmost urgency. And from my perspective, I have signalled that I think beyond Australia and concurrently with the work focused on that country, they need to be looking at what we can do with ASEAN and China.
Early next month, Jacinda Ardern says the Safe Border Group, which has government and business representatives from both sides of the Tasman, will present a detailed plan, including every aspect of a passenger's journey.
Pre-flight health requirements and eligibility, protections on board an aircraft, movement through airports, contact tracing requirements once people enter their destination.
But is New Zealand ready to go now?
Not yet, but obviously what we want to do is make sure that we've got all of that border work in place, that we are ready to go when we have agreement from both sides of the Tasman that it is safe to proceed.
Ms. Ardern says New Zealand and Australia are in different places with its easing of COVID-19 restrictions. But once both countries are on the same page, it will be full steam ahead. From Parliament, for Checkpoint, Jo Moyer.